The walk to the center of the wide dirt floor of the arena took about a minute. He stood there with his silly tomahawk. He concentrated fiercely on the huge closed gate of the Zrano. It didn't come out. 2 minutes. What was happening?
Walk forward, Roxham. Face your death bravely.
He wasn't avid with curiosity to see the Zrano. His skin crawled at the idea, as a matter of fact. The warden was in the first row of the stands, behind plexiglass. Beyond him were seated row after row of shiny-skinned men and women, eager young couples watching his every movement. Two children in the fourth row were open-mouthed. For the first time, Rock saw the 18-foot-high beast. Two sturdy legs, a thick, chunky body, and a most natural tan color, almost like a tree trunk. Six rows of teeth, three facing sets, the middle row like a jagged plank. Three eyes, all red and glowering. The forehead had a single short horn 2 feet long. It had no hair, not a tuft of hair to be seen, just a few wrinkles on its tan hide. It moved very slowly, forked tongue flickering out as it came clear out of the gate. The beast didn't rush out, as it had on the visiscreen in the spacecraft. Probably the Zrano was a little tired of chewing human beings by now, one could hope. But its red orb eyes gleamed wickedly. The lust for blood, for death, remained strong in the beast coming toward him. Roxanne could sense that. Rock risked a glance at the audience, but when he looked back at his foe, his heart skipped a beat. Instead of the bipedal creature, Rock was now facing a blinding white feline, its huge ears perked up, four fangs coming from the front of its jaw, its tail lashed in tension, then perked up as if to strike. The medallion around his neck started to get hot. He looked at it. It was different, too, somehow. It seemed almost to radiate light. Rock turned to the sound and saw what looked like a giant anteater, all slick orange and red fur, its claws extending the thing's reach a good 18 inches. It charged. The beast's claws dug into the arena. Rock took his chance, scrambled to his feet, and struck at the thing's paw. He looked up towards its face and saw it shift. What was once an oversized mammal became a nightmarish insectoid. Wings sprouted from its back and its rear legs thinned to become sticks. When Rock glanced back down at his successful attack, the paw was gone, and so was his axe. The thing's arms had turned to plated pincers. His ribs were sore, but he counted himself lucky that it had only clubbed him. The Zrano rose into the air, its 5-meter wings blurring to clouds. Its abdomen dipped down, and a bead of venom coalesced around its 6-inch stinger. Forget the toxin. Getting stuck by that thing would kill him. The medallion around Rock's neck started to grow hot, and he turned to look at it. But it wasn't just blue anymore. It was a picture. A picture of Rock, himself, inside a glass-walled coffin. Rock was blue, and there were needles and cables coming out of him. Boulders surrounded the coffin. It looked exactly like
my dream. This is a picture of the nightmare I had, but how? Is this a dream?
The creature started to come at him, but Rock felt an odd calm come over him. If this was a dream, this thing couldn't hurt him.
This isn't real. It can't be.
The monster filled his vision. He could see the thick hairs growing out of its segmented legs. Its stinger was pointed directly at him. Its compound eyes portrayed victory. Rock was about to be gored, but he didn't try to dodge it. The crowd didn't dare move. He stood his ground, and the monster passed through him. No wounds, no shock, no impact. The creature was not real. It had no form, just like everything around him. It was all a dream. But before he would will himself out of his nightmare, he had to prove that he was in charge. He had to kill Lizrano.
I need a weapon.
He looked to his left. There on the ground was his trusty shot pistol, perfectly oiled and full of ammo. Lizrano turned to face Rock again, confused by the sudden turn of events. Rock simply raised his shot pistol. The entire crowd rose to its feet in mad applause. He had beaten the creature. Rock bowed and raised his hand in the V for victory salute. The warden took off his laurel-wreathed hat and threw it over the plexiglass into the arena. Roxanne put it on.
How dare you!
Huh? What?
Take him away!
But,
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.